Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, Parks, P-A-R-K-S. Carrie Parks is a 48-year-old woman who reports she injured her right arm at work on 2/26/22. But at that time, she was doing one-handed CPR on a 4-year-old boy who was a victim of cold water drowning. CPR was administered for approximately 2 hours, but the boy survived. Ms. Parks did not go to the emergency room afterwards, although she believed she injured her right arm. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn tendon and ligament in her arm, repaired surgically by Dr. Hornstein on 8/30/22. She completed a course of active treatment in November 2022. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Parks was seen at Capital Health Occupational Center on 3/23/22. She related a date of injury of 2/26/21 after she did CPR on a child intermittently for more than an hour. Later that day, she felt pain in the right inner elbow and was evaluated here. She accepted a corticosteroid injection for right medial epicondylitis and then was discharged on 6/4/21. Her pain was following the injection, but reportedly was never back to normal. She continued to have difficulty with opening jars and turning doorknobs, as well as doing CPR. She believes her right arm is weaker than her left. Since January of 2022, her pain and swelling is worse and interferes with daily activities. She did not have any tingling or numbness. She denied any interim trauma, and physical therapy did not help in the past. On exam, she had tenderness of the medial epicondyle and proximal flexors. Resisted wrist flexion elicited severe pain, but Tenel's was negative. There was no swelling of the right arm or forearm. She was diagnosed with right medial epicondylitis, for which she was given Duexis and referred for an MRI. An MRI of the elbow was done on 4/7/22 to be inserted here. New paragraph, and this will actually go before the visit of 3/23/22. On 4/2/21, she was seen at the Corporate Health Center for an ongoing problem of pain in her right knee. On 2/26/21, she was performing CPR compression on a 2-year-old intermittently for about 1 hour. At the end of the day, the inside of her elbow was sore. She treated herself with ice and ibuprofen. She remained symptomatic. She was diagnosed with chronic sprain of the right proximal forearm flexor muscles. She was given a counterforce elbow brace and prescribed Duexis. Physical therapy was ordered, and she was cleared to be able to work without restrictions. She followed up here with Dr. Glick on 4/26/21, having just initiated physical therapy. On 5/21/21, he performed a corticosteroid injection to the elbow. On 6/4/21, Ms. Parks related excellent relief, and she had no significant pain or tenderness. She continued to use the counterforce brace and requires medication very infrequently. Exam showed full range of motion of the right elbow, pain-free. There was no pain on resisted wrist flexion, extension, pronation, or supination. She was diagnosed with resolved right medial epicondylitis and was discharged from care. She then belatedly followed up on 3/23/22 as noted above. Paragraph. Ms. Parks was seen orthopedically by Dr. Hornstein on 4/15/22. She asserted not having any improvement with therapy or injection to date. Period. She did have an MRI and was currently working full duty. Period. His assessment was right elbow medial epicondylitis, although the MRI was of poor quality. Period. He doubted she would have an ulnar collateral ligament injury with repetitive overuse, as these typically occur with more traumatic mechanisms. Her complaint is clinically correlated to her date of loss. Pretty recommended a course of PRP injections prior to considering any kind of surgical intervention. Period. Usually patients will get 56% improvement with injections and not require surgical intervention, hopefully. Period. She did continue to see Dr. Hornstein, and on 6/3/22, she returned to him and reported little improvement with the injection. Period. He reviewed her MRI again. Period. On 8/30/22, surgery was done to be inserted here. She followed up post-operatively with physical therapy. Period. Dr. Hornstein monitored her care through 11/16/22. Period. She felt great and had no pain. Period. She was cleared to go back to work full duty as of that day, having reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper, inspection revealed a healed 1-inch linear scar about the right medial epicondyle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There were hives on the right velar forearm that she attributed to an allergic reaction that started 3 weeks ago. Period. This is already under treatment. Period. There was mild tenderness of palpation about the right medial epicondyle, but there was none on the left. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows resisted pronation on the right. Elicited mild tenderness at the elbow, but was negative on the left. Period. Resisted supination was negative bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal, and cervical spine is normal. Impressions on 2/26/21. Carrie Parks reportedly injured her right arm, having performed one-arm CPR on a young child for a protracted period of time. Period. It appears that she initially self-treated and eventually sought care on 4/2/21, comes several weeks after this event. Period. She was initiated on bracing and medication. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered. Period. She followed up and accepted a cortisone injection with an extremely good response. Period. After a several months gap in treatment, she saw Dr. Hornstein orthopedically. Period. She had undergone an MRI of the elbow that he thought was of poor quality. Period. However, he continued to treat her conservatively for a period of time, yet she remained symptomatic. Period. On 8/30/22, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. Her final visit with Dr. Hornstein was on 11/16/22, when she felt great and had no pain. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Parks had full range of motion of the right upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbows, wrists, and fingers. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation about the right medial epicondyle, but this was reproduced with resisted pronation. Period. However, she had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right arm. Period. Interestingly, in addition to her position with the insured that is full-time. She also works at Virtua Health as a supervisor, where she has curtailed her volunteer firefighting duties to include only driving without entering into burning buildings. Period. Interestingly, her current hobbies, scratch that. That's the end.